Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Logan and Tim are also friends who met on the internet. And Tim and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. More than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Done. It's recording.
We're rolling.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure how we'll start this. Let's just figure it out. All right. So you just heard our
we just did.
Yeah, you just heard our lovely intro. Welcome to the first episode or show or lunch break, I guess, with myself. I'm Logan. I'm sure you listened very intently to that beautiful open by our amazing composer, Dylan Spears. The show is the BLT Lunch Break, and we want to give you guys something to have during your time off when you're feeling a little lonely. And we all are lonely. That's the thing, is that Bart and I are friends, and Tim and I are friends, as you heard in the intro. But the three of us, this is the first time the three of us, I think, have ever spoken together.
Yeah, this is definitely the first time that I've ever heard both of your voices at the same time.
Yeah.
And don't forget that Tim and I are also buddies.
Yeah, you're buddies too.
Let's not forget that.
That was in our writing session. They were like, all right, how are we going to word this? And they're like, well, why is this show happening? And I was like, well, you know, we're all friends, but we never get to talk or hang out or anything because we all live in different places. And if you guys are just listening, I live in Nashville. Bart, you are in the greater Chicago area.
I am in the greater Chicago area.
I don't want to get too specific.
If you want to be very specific, I'm right outside of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't live there.
Because
I could, I guess.
Yeah, and then Tim is broadcasting from the Orlando area.
Yes.
Yes, and the difference between Tim and me and Bart in all seriousness is that, Bart, you're actually on your real lunch break because your job...
I am literally on my lunch
break. Yeah, I'm on my lunch break too. But my job's a little more flexible. Podcasting is part of my day-to-day. But for you, it's a little different, so this gives you a new thing. Now, you guys may have heard all of our voices and seen some of our faces in different things. Obviously, I host WDW Today and Scare Zone. Obviously, if you're listening. No, I'm just kidding. But those are two different podcasts that Tim and Bart have been on both many times. Bart, you got stuff going on all the time. I'm not even sure what you're currently promoting.
I guess I'm most currently promoting my book, my new book, The Cats of the Castle. But I also have a podcast, and I've also been on, your podcast and Tim's vlog.
Yeah.
So we've all kind of done each other's stuff, just never together at the same time.
I think I've made a few brief background appearances in the Tim Tracker, I believe, Tim.
You did.
Yeah, there was one time that I was walking through Disney, and there you were.
Yeah, which was very uncomfortable in some ways. Because I think if you actually look at it, I believe I just pause, and I'm like, oh, what do I do? It's kind of like, am I supposed to interact here? Do I act like I know you? Do I move on? But Tim, you have, for those who maybe are definitely new to the show, but obviously new to what we do, you do a daily vlog.
Yeah, I do a daily vlog, and because we're in Orlando, it is based around theme parks. That's one of the things that we all three have in common.
Absolutely.
Is the Disney... I don't know, my microphone just fell over, I'm sorry.
Oh, it sounded...
Is the Disney theme parks and all of that fun stuff around Orlando.
And I've been watching... You started yoga.
I did start yoga.
How you feeling?
I feel good. It's kind of strange because I'm so out of shape that I am just getting started... And I feel so bad doing yoga and being exhausted. Not exhausted, like
it's not
I
easy.
Just ran a marathon. But yeah, it's not easy.
And I'm sure Bart and I are both looking at you like, okay, if he's the out of shape one on this show, then
that may
be a problem. Bart, have you ever done yoga?
I have not, but I've heard that it's exhausting and that it's a great workout. So someday, I need to actually probably lose some weight just to properly do yoga. But you know, I'm starting with hypnosis and working my way back.
You feel a bit like a fool when you're doing it for the first time. Like
I'm sure.
I did it for a couple months, and I'm going to try. My wife and I resubscribed to our yoga program, which is we use a professional wrestler doing yoga because that's how we roll. But
as you do.
Always, because it's a little less on the uh, little less on the mental health, which I probably could use. It's more on the physical side of it, and he pumps you up. But I just started back on it, and it is. It's something that you look at, and you're like, oh, I can do that. And then physically, you're especially, I think, men especially don't, I'm just overgeneralizing. I'm not as flexible as a lot of other people. So when
maybe that's where you're wrong, because I am much more flexible than my wife.
Well, then, so are you, you're succeeding more than she is in this, or is this,
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that anybody's doing better than anybody else. I'm just saying I can touch my toes.
Oh.
Like, I'm proud of how flexible I am.
Well, have you seen, have you guys seen on the news, this happened, like, I think it came out a couple days ago, the beer yoga?
No.
Okay, there's
I read about it on Facebook. I haven't seen it yet. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't seen it because it's mainly in Germany, as you would imagine. It's it's women doing yoga. And I guess men too, but the videos seem to all be women doing yoga, but beer is involved. I believe you're holding a beer in one hand, and it's sort of like a tailgating sport.
It probably helps you to not spill. It's a good balancing act. Don't spill your beer, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on just 1 second.
Well, how are you doing, Bart, while we wait for Tim?
Okay, I'm good.
Doing okay.
I'm good.
What are you eating? Right. We didn't even bring that up. This is the lunch break. What did you guys eat for lunch today?
I had a granola bar and some Wheat Thins.
He's the out of shape one. Let's go to Bart. You're sitting outside of Dunkin' Donuts right now.
But all I've purchased here is my iced coffee with the turbo shot, my midday fuel. But I did have it's Friday, so I let my hair down. I had a ham sandwich.
Oh,
little Sara Lee brown sugar ham with a slice of Kojak on whole grain white. So there's a little bit of nutrients there, but, I was going to try to hold off, but I was like, man, is it going to be gross if we're actually eating on mic? I don't know. Plus I was just starving. So
yeah, I
couldn't wait anymore.
I ate right before, so I'm still definitely digesting. I had the office here that I work. My day job is, involves in politics and talk radio. So today, obviously, when we're recording this, is Inauguration Day, and it's a little crazy around our office. So with that, we brought in lunch. I didn't know what it was going to be, and I was like, all right, I'm going to stay true to my diet. You know, no fried foods, no breads, nothing. And they brought Chick-fil-A as our catering today. So that made that easy. Thankfully, there was salad. So I had a salad with chicken nuggets on top, which I'm sure is great. Well, at least it was salad. And then, one of those giant chocolate chip cookies. So I needed fuel. But yeah, so I think I lost today and between the three of us. I thought I was going to be doing okay, but not so much. Now, so you got your Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I prefer the Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
I go back and forth. I go through my phases, but, I think Dunkin' Donuts is a better value. You get more for your money. But it's also, like, I get it with cream, and their creamer here is, like, 3 million calories.
It's the best.
It is. It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know what, I think it's like whipped cream or something, yeah. But
I feel like
it is delicious.
Yeah, I feel like a real man whenever I get a Dunkin' Donuts a coffee, even an iced coffee, just because it's like, this is Dunkin'.
You know, and people give me grief all the time, well, because, you know, where I live, we're having a heat wave. It's 43 degrees right now.
Oh.
But people are always giving me grief that I drink iced coffee in the winter. Like, just, sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to scare you. Is it twice that in Orlando?
Uh-oh.
Can you not hear us?
Uh-oh.
Tim, can you hear us at all? I may have gotten jiggled. He lost everyone. I'll reconnect with Tim. As we reconnect with Tim, you know why? Because he disagreed with our thoughts on Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah. He just got mad and hung up.
Yeah, he did, because I can say that. So, hold on. All right. It's ringing, Tim.
You can edit this together, right? You're a technical wizard.
Yeah, I could do that. Or just leave it raw. Why not?
Or just leave it raw.
Just come and say, waiting to back hear you can.
What's happening?
Yeah, man, I prefer it. We were in Orlando over the last couple of weeks, and we have a Dunkin' near the house and everything. But when you have where we were staying, we didn't have a choice of like going to a Starbucks or going to somewhere else. And I started to realize like how much I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I'm not even a big coffee guy. But there's something about it. I don't know. It just it makes me feel – maybe I have some nostalgia built in with it from like my grandfather taking me to Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, that's how I miss the old days where Dunkin' Donuts used to have the long counter that kind of wrapped around.
Uh-huh.
All the old men would just be sitting there having a donut and coffee. And I remember when they'd be smoking.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that. Is smoking still allowed? It says it's connecting. Hold on, wait.
Smoking's not allowed anywhere here.
It's not? All right. Well, let me try it two more times. Mm-hmm. Tim, you there? Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, dang it.
Oh, now what's happening?
Now he's calling me. Tim, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you hear me? Hey. Can you hear Bart?
Yes.
We were just talking about smoking. No, we were talking about still Dunkin' Donuts. And we were reminiscing on the fact that I think we're just more nostalgic for Dunkin' Donuts just purely because of somewhat. For me, it's like my grandfather would take me to Dunkin' Donuts after, like, you know, some sort of practice or something. We'd just go and have a donut, probably where I had cups of coffee when I was probably too young to be having it. But where were we smoking? You said you can't smoke in Chicago?
No, and I mean, even outside, you have to be 15 feet away from any public doors.
How did we get on smoking from Dunkin' Donuts?
I said I remember the days when Dunkin' Donuts had the long counter, and it would be like old men eating donuts, drinking coffee. And I said, I even remember the days when they were smoking, when they had ashtrays at the counter.
Oh, that was when the guy was in the background where he's like, time to make the donuts.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
We only allow smoking here at 21 and up establishments, so...
Are they allowed to do it inside?
Oh, yeah. Tennessee has gone almost there. Kentucky, it's like you go back 5 or 6 years where you walk into a restaurant and they go, smoking or non-smoking. You're like, this is, hey, I feel like...
That would be weird.
It is weird. It's bizarre because, I mean, I don't smoke at all, but it is sort of disorienting because it hasn't been that long, but it's been a long enough time to where you're like, ugh, gross.
Here it's been, let's see, my son is 10. I'd say it's at least 8 years now.
Yeah.
That it's been smoke-free here. I remember the New Year's Eve that it changed on New Year's Day, and I used to DJ in bars and stuff, and I was doing a New Year's Eve party, and I remember it like 11:59. I announced, if you want to smoke, do it now. You got 1 minute.
Now, wait a second. Bart, you used to DJ? Did you have like a DJ name?
I did not, and it's not nearly as cool as you might be thinking, because I was actually, technically, I was a KJ. I was a karaoke DJ.
Oh.
Are you just shocked, or did I lose you?
No.
Sing then, too? You're the guy that, like, if nobody signs up, you have to get up and, like, belt out the songs?
I would do one at the beginning, and if it was slow, I'd do one in the middle, but then I tried to sing as little as possible. Although I like to sing, and I'm fairly okay at. Some people actually like when I sing.
So what's your go-to song?
I did a lot of Elton John. I did a lot of the Eagles. People always want me to sing Jimmy Buffett. See, I'm not a good singer so much as I can mimic certain voices, especially if they're nasally, because I got that Chicago kind of nasal thing, you know, so I can do that. But so anybody that's a little bit nasally, I can do. But it's been a while. I haven't done it in a long time, but yeah,
well, I would like to go and karaoke with you.
Yeah, Tim, I'm all for it. Let's put it together. Where do you go karaoke in Orlando? I mean,
City Walk. But there's also in the Swan or the Dolphin, one of the two, there's kimonos.
Tim, when was the last time? Let's see. This is going to tell the difference, because I have kids. Bart has kids. Tim, you do not. But when was the last time you actually went and went to go do karaoke?
Oh, last year.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... Tim? I've done karaoke. Or wait, is this, you guys don't do karaoke anymore? Yeah. Am I like the
Bart? When was the last time you did karaoke?
I mean, I can't tell you the last time I did it for fun.
Yeah.
Although I would, I'm not. I don't. Oh, I love really it. Poo poo it. And believe it or not, it actually was really good money. But it was hard to deal with. Well, I guess anything where you work in a bar or anywhere where there's a lot of alcohol being served, dealing with the drunks, especially when you give them a microphone, can really test your patience. And I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I can't, the truth is there is enough money, but I keep saying there's not enough money to go to it again. But yeah, once everyone's offer comes along, yeah. I mean, but I enjoy it. In fact, lately I've been thinking, and I thought it'd be fun to do it somewhere like City Walk or downtown Disney, one of those areas. But, I didn't realize there was any place down there to do it. I knew there was a place that did a live band one because I saw it on Tim's, vlog once, but
See, that's the draw of City Walk, though, is because kimonos at Disney, or it's on the boardwalk, or you know, whatever that area would be considered. That's not the boardwalk, but is the boardwalk Swan and Dolphin. But that's just a regular karaoke bar. Like, you put the CD in, there's not really a person there, but they say next up. But at Rising Star on City Walk, you've got a live band, you've got actual real singers. Like Joey Fatone goes and sings there all the time. Like anybody that is or has been, maybe a has been in Orlando that's a singer will go to Rising Star and sing.
Rising Star. I would be more nervous about a live band because, you know, are they going to get the cues right? I'd be a little nervous about that. That'd be a challenge.
Do you still have the words?
Pretty darn good. The words still come up and everything.
Really? Oh, so they've got a program then. That's good.
Yeah, let's just be honest. Joey Fatone is not a has-been. Of all of the NSYNC people, he's number two, I feel like, on the list of done pretty well for himself.
That's true.
We have Justin.
He's a hot dog magnet.
I mean, it's a big gap between Justin and the rest, but I still think he's probably, you know, he's done television. I saw him at Star Wars Celebration hanging with George Lucas. I think he's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
See, I can't do karaoke very much here in Nashville, not only because, like, there are obviously karaoke places in Nashville, but specifically when I first moved here, it wasn't as much of a tourist city. It obviously has boomed the last couple of years. But if you went to karaoke, a lot of times it was like, you're still that guy trying to get discovered.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
So when I would go up, it would be great. And I'd have a great moment. I remember Will and I went up, my buddy Will, and we went up and we did Mbop and nearly got people were so mad. It was great. There was like a handful of people that loved it. And obviously our friends, but everyone else was genuinely angry because a lot of them are there. They'll go up 3 or 4 times in a night because they're just hoping someone's walking through that door on Lower Broadway and they're going to find him. Not that that hasn't happened. It does happen. But so you hear all these people, and all these people in Nashville are actually crazy talented. So when you then have me with, if you can imagine what this voice sounds like singing, and Will actually is an okay voice doing a Hanson song back before it was even ironically cool, before it was just, when it was just kind of lame, I was up there and it was a sight to see. Tim, what are your go-to karaoke jams?
Oh, I don't think I have any because I'm so bad at it. Like, I'll go to karaoke, but you don't want me up there singing. Gotcha. Like, I'm bad. I'm a bad singer. I like to think that I could, like, I don't know. I feel like I used to be good when I was in high school. Like, I would, like Bart can do, he could mimic people. I could, like, mimic some of the guys from NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. But then I think that the people that told me that I sounded good were just being nice.
It all, like, totally depends on where you grew up, too. Like, you could be the best person in your high school, then you realize,
I grew up where Backstreet Boys and NSYNC came from. Like, I wasn't the best one in my high school. There was a kid in my class that grew up to be in a boy band that was produced by whatever his name was.
Lou Pearlman. Yeah,
Gimmick, I don't remember what the name of the band was, but their gimmick was that they all played their own instruments. As opposed to all the other ones.
That's a gimmick.
That feels like less fun. I'm trying to think if I have any go-tos. A lot of Elvis, if I'm actually trying to be serious or ridiculous. I do You Are Always On My Mind, one of those, but I like to do those, or Suspicious Minds by Elvis, probably my favorite one to do, and I typically lay on the stage on the ground and just hold the microphone up and sing it like I'm just in like a horrible depression. It's one of my favorite moments to just see people. I'm very uncomfortable and awkward with people with that. But Tim, did you, so you mentioned that you could mimic the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Was that what you were doing in high school? Did you have a band?
I did have a band, but it wasn't like I was doing Backstreet Boys.
It wasn't
Boys
a boy
songs.
Band. That's what I thought. No. I mean, you said it. That's where I was. What was your band?
Oh, well, it was, don't even remember the name of it. I played bass, and
as we all do,
I played bass for a bunch of different bands.
Yeah,
and
punk rock.
Man, yeah. Well, it started out as just hard, like going from band to band to band. It was like rock, and I've been in a punk rock band, and I've been in like an Americana band.
Okay,
which would be like alternative country, and I feel like that was the last one that I was in was alternative country. We went by Gunslinger.
I like that.
Yeah. It was good.
I just learned this today about you, that you played the bass. I just happened to see that. And you had long flowing hair. I was like, who is this person?
Yeah. I had long blonde hair and I played bass. And I actually, in the video, I put up a picture of me holding the bass behind my head and playing like a bass solo.
Like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. The funny part about that story is, it was the same song. I always did this. There was a break in the song and it was just me playing a bass solo. And then the drums came in and then everybody else came in and I would always throw the bass up behind my head. And, that one picture that was in the video, I had pulled the bass up over top of my head and was standing on the cord and yanked the cord out. So it was just silent.
So no sound was coming out?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
And
where was this? What venue were you performing at?
It was like a little coffee shop or something downtown called Bodhisattvas.
Oh, that's better than where my bands played. Will and I had like bands that were playing on people's back porches, some basements, wherever you'd have us. We were terrible.
Well, yeah, as you do.
Yeah.
That's sort of like a rite of passage for anybody that's in a band.
Our problem, like, we were like punk rock, but Will is like a theater kid, so like our name was named after a character in Midsummer Night's Dream, which is like, you know, this punk rock band named Robin Goodfellow, and anyone ask you what it was, like, oh, well, it's Puck from, never mind. And it was just sort of one of those things that was like a real realization. And this was like 2001, and I remember there's just a video of me and Will playing, and I have on an XFL Orlando Rage jersey and a camo Dale Earnhardt hat because he had just passed away. I'd gone full. I don't know where I was at this time in life. And that was before I grew my hair out like you. But when I grew my hair out, I looked like a woman. And I looked everyone would come up to me and say, ma'am, she. Didn't help that I dressed in like all flannel and had no facial hair whatsoever at age like 17. So I it was not a good look on me. And I'll send you a picture. I look kind of like a young Rosie O'Donnell. And that's not an offensive thing. That's just true. There's like no way around it. And I remember I went down to Orlando to interview for my Nickelodeon job. I got it. And the day I moved to Orlando, it was like 98 degrees. We were outside sun poisoning. I just chopped all my hair off.
And wait, you were in 98 degrees?
I was in. that broke up. Yes, I got the joke, Bart. Yeah, I was in 98 degrees. Who raise your hand if you've seen 98 Degrees in concert. I have. So, in your face. And
I feel like because I grew up in Orlando, we have these weird things where you have like a stay in school jam. 98 Degrees played in my wife Jen, her stay in school jam. And I think it was Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees.
Well, that's an incredible lineup for the time.
Yeah, they weren't popular yet.
Yeah. But when I saw 98 Degrees was way late. I saw them on like a New Kids on the Block, like the third reunion tour. And it was Boys to Men, New Kids on the Block, and 98 Degrees. And I will tell you, 98 Degrees, bottom of the barrel.
98 Degrees, the Lachey brothers?
Yes.
Okay. I can't keep them all straight. I know there was O-Town, who was probably from O-Town, I assume.
Yes. All of just assume everyone. Single boy band you've ever heard is from Orlando, because they are.
Right, Orlando. I understand.
The guy from 98 Degree, or no, I'm sorry, the guy from O-Town worked at our guitar center for a long time here in Nashville. And you'd walk in and he'd be like, hey, and O-Town got back together and now they are touring again. A bunch of them live here. And I remember like someone talking to him while I was there. He's like, yeah, I'm not rejoining that. I kind of would be like, dude, like, why? I know they're not playing big clubs, but you're like the checkout dude at the guitar center now, Ashley Parker Angel.
Hey, maybe he's living his dream.
That's right.
Well, he had like a reality show on MTV that was moderately successful. And then he, again, maybe he is living his dream. It didn't seem like it. I'll just say that. Maybe I hope the best for you, Ashley. If you're listening, give us a call. We'll have him in the studio.
So it seems like Central Florida, besides theme parks, is a haven for boy bands and professional wrestlers, from what I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
They all seem to be attractive.
That's like
there.
A tax haven. That's why.
We have no state income tax.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Same here in Tennessee. Brilliant. That's why Nashville is popular, because same thing. No state income tax.
What? Tennessee? Why do I live here? What is going on?
I don't know.
Well, we question that every day, sir.
I ask myself that 9 months out of the year, actually.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Didn't you start out by saying what the temperature was there?
Yeah. I told you it's a heat wave of 43. I have my coat unzipped today. I'm a wild man.
What are we at here today? It's 82 degrees here.
Thanks.
Split the difference. I'm at a solid 66 degrees. So
I would take that. That would be right. If it were 66 here today, people would have their tops down. I mean, their cars. They'd be wearing they'd be wearing shorts in 66 degrees. We'd be celebrating.
Yeah,
but and I'd have the heat on in 66 degrees.
I know you would.
And you have heat in your. Oh, you just got air conditioning right in the house.
Yeah, just got air conditioning and heat.
How long have you lived in a non-air conditioned house in the Central Florida area?
Four years, I think.
You're a brave man.
I've got really thin Florida blood.
I say you grew up there. Like you spent your entire life pretty much in that area.
Yeah, I know what it's like. I'm used to sweating.
Right.
It's very common for me to be sweaty.
It is for me too, but that's just for other reasons.
Yeah, I know, me too. Yeah. I sweat even in the wintertime. But I always think like if I when I watch you guys, I'm like, boy, when it's like in the summertime, I would just be like an alligator. You would just see my eyes over the surface of the pool like all day. I would never get out because it's so hot. But you seem to just be like – in fact, you guys – sometimes I'm like, they barely ever use their pool, it seems like.
Well, that's because you think you're like, okay, it's hot outside. Got to get into that cool pool.
Yeah.
Pool's sitting at 90 degrees.
Right. The pool's
water
not cool
temperature
either.
Is 90 degrees.
You could take a cooler bath probably than you could in your pool some days. I hear you.
So it's not the greatest thing, but it, I mean, we get in the pool every once in a while.
I know.
It's like pools are very hard to maintain.
It's a pain. My wife's like, we're not getting a pool. Well, plus here, you can only use it for 3 months out of the year. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
Everybody here has above, we all have above ground, which is weird too, because it's like all, you know, one depth and you just have to kind of flop over the side and you're in, you know, there's no gradual going in or anything. But
that was what I grew up with, was above ground pools.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fond memories of floating around in an above ground pool. You remember those chairs that look like the aluminum lawn chairs, but they've got like styrofoam armrests?
Yeah.
And that's what holds you up. That's
the drink holder.
Yeah. That's what I grew up with. Above ground pools and styrofoam armchairs.
Yeah. Have you ever encountered any reptiles in your pool?
No. I don't know where these people live that alligators are just
You got frogs in your
streets.
Pool.
Yeah, I get frogs and lizards and stuff like that. But I mean, there are news articles of people having alligators in their pool. And also, people that get alligators, the people on the news that I see have alligators in their pool and they have a screen enclosure around their pool. We don't even have
even
a screen
crazier.
Enclosure around our pool. I'm not getting any alligators in there.
Now, how far are you from where that big dinosaur was spotted the other day coming out of the bushes? Was that
Lakeland?
Where, no, I think it was Lakeland.
That's Lakeland. So that's closer to Tampa.
It's pretty far away.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a normal size alligator. I know that, you know, most people don't get to see them on video, but
again, Florida, someone from
if you
Florida.
Go to Gatorland, they're that's a pretty normal size. There's like 70 of them that big at Gatorland.
Have y'all ever been like, cause Tim, I know you obviously do a lot of stuff around the parks and everything. Have you gone like, you ever worked with Gatorland to like go into the cages and the pens and feed them?
No, but I can like they offer that to the general public. There's not a special thing that you need to do. It's just like you go down to the breeding pond and they hand you a bag
I've
full
done
of meat.
Oh my gosh.
I've done
no
it.
Way.
So I'll have to show you guys a video of this. So we did when I did a TV show back like a decade ago, we did a week in Orlando doing all these attractions and the Gatorland guys like set us up and they were super nice. And we went out there and like the first thing they did was show us like baby alligators and that was fine. And then they brought us into a pen with Chester, who's this mammoth giant gator. They had me poke him with a stick. And when I poked him with the stick, he whipped back, soaked the camera guy, broke one of our cameras. And I was like, this is going well. But they're like, he's fine. You could tell it was like what he did. Like he knew if he got poked, he had to react this certain way. And then like a week later, they posted a video of him biting the tips of someone's fingers off, which was real fun. And then a couple like hours later, we went back. We ate gator for lunch, which feels horribly wrong. After you've been doing all of this, the next thing you do is they brought us to a station where we had to chop the meat, this rotten horse meat.
I didn't understand why the meat was rotten.
I don't know, but it kind of is. And Will had a more problem than I did. I had
because
no problem.
They're monsters.
Yeah,
that's
so it was just
monsters.
Gross. I had no problem with it. I fun fact, can't breathe out of my nose like at all. So because of that, my smell, I can smell, but I think just horrible, grotesque smells don't get to me as much. So we chopped up this and we did a gator call and gators surrounded our, came up out of a pond. You could see no gators. All of a sudden, probably 50 of them that came and fed. It was an amazing experience. But one that you look back on and go, I'm an idiot. Like, why did I do that to myself? And I would encourage everyone, if you like alligators, that's a fun way to do it. Or go on a gator hunt. I've never done that in the airboat ride. I don't know if that would appeal to me, but you could do it.
Well, I kind of want to know, like, you just kind of breezed over the fact, like, I'm from Florida, so I know what they sound like, but you're like, we did a gator call.
Yeah.
I forgot. I want to hear this gator call.
Oh, God, it was like 9 years ago. They just told us what to do. What was it? It just sounded kind of like a southern man yelling. He was like, yeah, yeah. Like it was something like that. Go on, gator. And then he kept making all these like Seminole and gator jokes. Like, I think it was just like, go on, gator. something like that. And they started
showing. That's the gator call?
Yeah.
I'm going to try this.
It was something like that. I mean, don't try it because, man, it's one of those things. It's like, all right, now they can't outrun you, but if you run zigzag, you'll be okay. I'm like, all right.
Oh, that was a lie. That was a straight up lie. You can outrun a gator.
No, yeah, he said you could outrun the gator. Yeah, he intentionally was trying to scare us for cameras. So we did that. We did we put on the mermaid suits at Wiki Watchy. We did a lot of stuff over a week. But that was one that I look back on and go, yeah, I feel stupid doing that. But maybe we should do that. When BLT makes it to the big times, I'll call up Gatorland and we'll do a crossover episode of all of our stuff and we'll feed some gators, right, Bart?
You go ahead and do that. I'll stand on the other side of the wall eating gator going, yeah, see? This is what happens.
We can go to the more backwoodsy type attractions rather than Gatorland is like the Walt Disney World of gator attractions.
Of gators. Great.
Which isn't saying much though in the gator attraction world. That's
yeah. We could go to the Black Hammock and it's just a like a bar right next to the lake and they're like, here's the gators.
It's not even Old Town, which is like, you know, not exactly in the greatest of shape. It was like, we got gators now. Saw it was down there a couple weeks ago. I'm like, all right, well, I will. Bart, you ever gone down to Old Town?
No, I have not. Although it actually looks interesting.
I have a love hate with Old Town. So
why is that?
I don't know. There's something about it. It's definitely old and it's kind of run down, but it's very. I don't know. I have like almost weird nostalgia based on it, and it's. I'm also kind of a fan of those kind of attractions that just feel a little, I don't know the right word, spooky.
Rickety?
Yeah, rickety, spooky, kind of have this odd feeling. I don't know if I get on the rides, but let's like pop in this anime store and see how they possibly could be staying in business.
I like touristy stuff. Like that's why I would like to go. I like,
it's kind of Gatlinburg.
The older I get, I like that old, that almost like feels like a roadside kind of stuff.
Right, that's
roadside
what I mean.
Attraction kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, they have a nice car show there.
Yeah.
Like every week or something.
No,
like that.
I like it overall. It's just, it's an interesting, it's a different place. It's a, definitely doesn't feel like you're in Walt Disney World. And, but
well, it's the only place you can ride the slingshot.
That's true.
Nope. I think. Yeah. And have you guys ever watched the videos of people passing out on the slingshot?
I have. I love that. I like the ones like DMX did the one, I think in Orlando also. I like his slingshot video. Which makes me feel like that they're just taking videos and uploading them, just like the staff, just like, whatever, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I would like to, I'm going to have to search for this DMX video riding the slingshot.
Yeah, we can't play it on here due to language.
I was going to say.
But he's pretty excited. And have you done it, Tim?
The slingshot?
Yeah.
No, I've done the Sky Coaster.
Yeah.
Which is
that's where
ridiculous.
Stand and they like drop you, essentially, right?
Yeah, it's just like a gigantic swing. The one that I did was the 200-foot tall one. So it's basically like you're in a hang gliding harness, and they strap a rope to your feet, and then you're attached with two ropes on either side, and they tow you up to 200 feet, and then you have to pull this ripcord by your you're in charge of it.
Right.
There's no safety measures or anything. They're just like, once you get to the top, go ahead and pull this cord right here. They're like, don't pull anything else, just this one. And I'm like, okay, get up there. My brother's there with me. He starts pulling on it and nothing happens. We're just stuck there. And I'm like, so I pull on it and it's just like, you have to really yank on it too. So it's like you're yanking with all your might and not paying attention to the fact that you're 200 feet in the air and about to fall 200 feet straight down. But I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's fine.
Once the drop happens, it's kind of.
Did I lose you guys again?
Can you hear us?
No. Okay. Yeah.
We were just delayed
hearing the story.
Oh, it was pretty goodness. Fun.
We should get Bart and I will do it together. I'm not sure. I'm curious. Maybe there's a weight limit.
Can we do it like 20 feet in the air? Is that okay?
That's just a swing set.
Yeah. Well, it's fine.
Sure.
We'll start slow. See what happens.
Where are you guys doing this at? We're out at the park in Osceola. You can find us.
Yeah, the Disney park. No, we're literally at the park behind the school.
We're just on a porch swing.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'll lay across it. You push me.
We're at Tim's house. Let's see what happens.
There you go. Yeah,
sitting in the pool in one of those. Swing. I know. Well, we have hooks for one, but we never put one out.
You got a hammock. We can start with a hammock.
I did. I just got a new hammock too.
As I say, you got a new one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Puts We'll put some of the pool inflatables under it and do some dangerous stunt work. It'd be fine.
All right. Dangerous. It's extreme hammocking.
That's right. Wait, we just coined something.
You watch, I could be do all that.
The internet.
Extreme hammocking is, that sounds like my kind of activity.
That's going to replace bottle flipping and dabbing. It's going to be all over YouTube. Extreme hammocking.
Oh, I hope so.
Kids are loving
it. I still don't understand the dabbing.
Oh my gosh. It's, don't get me started. All my son constantly is dabbing. All his friends, for no reason. They just walk the room and just put the head on the arm. And now they've worked in. Now suddenly the whip it nene is coming back in a big way because they've worked it into the dab. They dab and they do the I believe it's called the stanky leg. So
we're losing you, Bart. But I like that. Just cut out. And just went all of a sudden. We just hear stanky leg, and then it goes back. I'll edit that down perfectly. I don't
love
know
how we showed our age here.
Yeah,
we're I don't know the old kids
doing a stanky leg. We're next, we're gonna do the Tootsie Roll. What up,
well, guys? I hate to say it, but
Bart.
I gotta get back to work.
You jerk.
This is the joy and the pain of the lunch break, folks.
All right, fine. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground here, guys. And this is what you could kind of find. You know, we started the show somewhat because all of us do different podcasts or YouTube things, and whether it's parks oriented or something else. But to be able to just talk and have fun and connect with you guys in a different level, and actually just be able to sit down and chat without a really defined set of. I almost said set of values, but I'll say a set of
that might topics. Be true, too. I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of the point here. But, Bart, you have to get back to work.
It's time to head back, boys and girls. It's time to leave Dunkin' Donuts and go back to the real world for a few more hours.
All right. Then we'll start the GoFundMe in a couple of weeks to get to get you.
That's fine. Listen, I have to have a lot of irons in the fire at all times, you know.
We understand. We understand. Tim, what's the rest of your day look like?
I have to paint some window frames.
Huh.
Exciting.
Very exciting. I have to now, after this, go do another podcast. So I, and then my in-laws are, I guess my sister-in-law and her family are coming in town. And we're going to Paw Patrol Live in the morning. Who's pumped?
Oh, ooh. No.
10 a.m. show. Rock and roll. I got an email because
sounds pretty fun.
We get to meet.
It does, actually.
Yeah. John Paul Gertz, who's on Scare Zone, who was one of the original Halloween Horror Nights guys. He is like the director of it, I guess. He's one of the content creators of it. And he sent me some pictures, and they're these giant mascot-y looking costumes, but they are all on all fours.
Yeah.
And a guy stands behind them. It's very odd. I'm looking forward to it. I did get an email because there's a meet and greet after with one of the dogs, with Chase. And it said on there, like, be warned, these are not the same size as they appear on television. Your kid may be frightened and terrified. It's like, all right.
Yes.
Oh. That's going to be awkward because, like, when you're – who do you talk? Do you talk to the dog head or the person that's standing behind
exactly.
it, like, operating it?
That's what I'm looking forward to find out. Like, how does this all happen? And we'll find out. I'll let you know next week. I'll talk
– yeah.
Yeah. Bart, you just go back to work. You got any plans?
That's it. I'm a hockey dad. I've got hockey. We've got a game tonight, game in the morning, game Sunday. So my weekend is pretty much spoken for.
Yeah. I was doing that with soccer with my son one season. We were getting up at like 6 a.m. And right now, while he doesn't care, I'm like, you know what? Let's just wait. Let's just wait until he cares. Well,
just wait. You know, I'm like, I wish my son would have been a geek like I was. You know, we sleep in, you read comic books. Watch cartoons. No, I somehow had a jock. So I'm up crack of dawn going to the rink. So be it.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
We hope thanks. Great.
That's what we need a GoFundMe for.
Oh, goodness. All right. Keep you stocked. So, yeah.
For ice time.
Well, not too much day drinking, hopefully, in the morning, but enjoy your hockey.
Well, trust me, the evening games, a lot of these rinks do have bars, and there is some parent imbibing going on sometimes. It's interesting.
I don't want to wish to see that as well. So, all right, man. We'll get back to work. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. And I guess we'll catch up with you guys next week. And I mean, we don't have a close yet. So we got to come up with a. Oh, wait, Tim, did you text? What was the close that we had? Do we have one?
Darn it. I have to look back through the text.
Something. I think it was something from. Maybe something from the theme song. So much more than a podcast.
Oh, yeah. So much more than a podcast.
I think we discovered our close today. I think it's Logan's gator call.
Go Gator!
We should end with gator.
Go on, Gator.
Go on, Gator.
Go on, Gator.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, get back. I'll talk to you next week. And we'll see you guys next time on BLT Lunch Break. That sounded way too official. Goodbye.
Go on, Gator. Bye.